Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Palestinians and the Jordanians are fighting God for control of the Jewish state. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Israeli President Rivlin had a meeting with Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority. He made a very interesting statement, Rivlin saying to Abbas, Israel will exist forever.
And it's something that pretty much, again, all Israeli leaders have said. One of the oldest nations on earth, after all. We're not talking about something that was just created out of thin air in 1948. It was the Jewish people scattered from their ancient homeland, going back to that homeland and reestablishing a state. And Abbas and the others that are fighting against that are, in essence, fighting against God ultimately, because, of course, the Bible says that this was predicted, foretold that the Jews would return, rebuild their cities, including in Judea and Samaria, by the way. That's Ezekiel 36. So whether the Palestinians can accept that or not, it's happened, and it will continue to happen. And by the way, Jimmy, Abbas flew to Jordan this week also to meet in an unannounced meeting with King Abdullah to discuss the peace process.
And that was a key conversation between those two, was it not? Jordan's King Abdullah very much concerned what happens with the Palestinians there in Israel, isn't he?
Well, and Jimmy, the Jordanians have always, the Hashemite government, King Hussein, the late father of King Abdullah, have always been moderating forces on the Palestinians and on other Arabs in the region. They've always had a pro-West view. The Israelis are glad Jordan's there, and in fact, Naftali Bennett, the prime minister, has just announced that Israel will be selling Jordan 50 million cubic meters of water over the next year, and they desperately need water. It's such a dry situation. So that will help to strengthen ties between Jordan and Israel, which, as we've talked about over the past few months, have been strained at times.
David Dolan reporting that the Palestinians and the Jordanians are fighting a battle with God for the Jewish state of Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's word says that the Jewish state of Israel is an eternal state. That's Jeremiah chapter 31. In fact, that promise of an eternal nation of Israel will not cease unless the sun, the moon, and the stars can depart from the heavenlies. That's Jeremiah 31, verses 35 and 36. Add to Jeremiah's promise the Davidic covenant, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 23 and 24. And God's promise of a nation of Jewish people forever is an absolute. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...